Well, on we go. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a new documentary on the world's most popular Arab TV news channel, Al Jazeera, plus summary judgment on Shrek 2. First, though, about 100,000 unionized workers are on strike today against the country's second biggest local phone company, SBC Communications. The company and the union cannot reach a deal on a new contract. The issues are familiar: outsourcing jobs and the high cost of health insurance. Here's NPR's Janet Babin.
Just after midnight, dozens of employees began streaming out of the SBC operator and wireless center in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. Within about 15 minutes, every Communications Workers of America union member had honored the strike.
I have an announcement. This house is clean.
Despite the early hour, the group enthusiastically chanted to TV cameras, passing cars, and a few rabble-rousers leaving a local bar across the street. SBC technician Ed Garreau says he's angry about the outsourcing of thousands of jobs and what he calls SBC's corporate greed mentality.
They gave their CEO a $19.5 million bonus, and yet they want to have us go take our jobs, send them to India. No, can't go. Too much. It's got to stop somewhere. It's time for it to stop, and we want to put a stop to it.
Cassandra Williams says with children still at home, health care remains her top concern. She says SBC is one of the most profitable communications companies because of its union workers.
To ask for us for any concessions on our health care is just too much. We work hard for the company. We make the company money. We expect better treatment than that.
The company says its response to the union is more than fair. SBC spokesman Walt Sharp says health care expenses last year were hefty, nearly $3 billion. He says the company is asking union members to shoulder some of that cost.
What we are asking these employees is to increase their co-pays to a very modest 10% of the cost of their health care. Now, that's less than a third of what most Americans pay.
But CWA union spokesman Seth Rosen says that while health care costs have risen, so too have SBC's profits.
This is a company that made $8.5 billion last year after they paid all our health care.
Some analysts say the union is likely holding out on health care payments because it was successful in getting fully funded premiums last year from SBC's top competitor, Verizon. But it's likely that SBC is now feeling pressure from its non-union competitors and believes it can't afford to continue paying for health care on its own. Although the strike will only last 4 days, Rosen says it will send a message to the company and to America.
Workers are willing to stand up and fight and make sacrifice to keep jobs in our hometowns. We're willing to make sacrifices, lose pay, and stand up in support of that.
Again, striking SBC worker Cassandra Williams.
This is not my first strike, and I believe in the union. I believe that our union is strong, and that if we stay strong together, we're going to make SBC make a move.
But even though the union may be able to get some concessions from SBC, Cornell University professor Harry Katz says they won't be able to shut down the company. He says changes in the technology sector have undercut workers' political power.
The whole nature of the strike weapon is changing in telecommunications because of the enhancement of technology, and the union is searching for ways to counteract the advantage the companies get from the fact that they can now continue to operate given the high capital intensity of the equipment these days.
SBC says it's not worried about the strike's effect on customer service. It provides phone services in 13 states, and millions of customers could be affected by the strike in some form. But SBC spokesman Sharp says managers, retirees, and contract workers will handle the load.
I don't think any services would necessarily be suspended. There might be some slower response, some slightly slower responses in answering phones. But we intend to staff our call centers on a regular basis, on regular hours.
The company now says it will withdraw the latest contract offer if workers don't accept it by Monday evening. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.